So I'm gonna call the meeting to order, it's 13:01. So roll call.
Yeah, Manson.
Are you recording, so I gotta write this stuff down? Okay, so we'll start in that corner.
Here.
Robert Stevens. Jim Campbell.
William Young.
John Manson.
Steve Grouse here.
Will Isa.
Melanie Howard.
And Mr. Spence, you're present also.
Frank Spence, Commissioner.
Okay. All right, so is there any discussion? Well, Melanie, why don't you bring up that one point you made an adjustment to the one draft?
Yeah, so I had a question from a staff member, actually. The original budget packet had operating income with just this chart here.
Right.
And she said, well, what about our tax revenue? And I realized that was an excellent question. So what I did was I added two graphs. One of them is the total cash in, which includes our operating, the biggest piece of the pie, at $11 million, and then the grant revenue, the tax and county revenue, and interest income. And then the operating income is then broken out into what makes up those dollars as well. So it's just an additional layer to help people understand the port and its practices. And there are no changes to the budget numbers at all.
Okay. Any questions or any committee members?
I have came up with one. Where on I looked in Waterfront West for anything concerning the byproduct recovery center.
So I believe that project is on hold.
Yeah, not on hold is the right term. So we went through and completed the phase one, the treatability and the feasibility side of that.
Yeah.
Now, in order to move this thing further, we're going to start to expend some pretty significant resources. And so I think the plan right now is in the upcoming years to continue the work we've done. We've had, probably had five different state agencies out here and give presentations to them, because we're going to need state support for this project. I mean, the reason we're doing this is the requirements that are being placed on particularly the processors.
Yes.
By the state. And so it seems logical to me that they're going to jump in and create these barriers, but they also be part of the solution. And then also with the CP processors, they're ultimately going to have to kick in whatever the delta is between outside funding, whether it's legislative funding, agency funding, grant funding, because this is not going to be, it can't be a cost center for the port. That wasn't the idea. The whole idea of the port getting involved with this was to have sort of a coordinated effort where we didn't have individual tenants all trying to kind of take on this battle on their own. And then additionally, being able to kind of have some economies of scale where things would fall under the same one permit rather than having the permits being parsed out by each facility. And so from a cost perspective, my expectation, you know, we put in a little bit of money and match money just to see would this work? Is this even viable?
Yeah.
And I think we know now that it likely is, but this is not something that is going to come out of the port's budget. It just can't be. The port's not in a position to be funding something like this. We're going to help all we can. We're going to have, you know, resources in terms of staff time involved with this and advocacy. But the idea would be that this is going to get funded externally, not from the port.
Unfunded mandates.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
So what's on hold really is our contributing additional funds.
Yeah, as well as your.
But the project will likely be continuing. But right now, it's the effort to figure out the financing side of things.
Well, I appreciate that.
I think it would have been nice to have been able to let those oversighting agencies see that we were progressing on Pier 2 West, and to have been able to fix that as well as get our mitigation done. I'm disappointed that something happened with Warrington and how that has pushed that project back nearly a year. And if we could have accomplished that, I think that would have shown a lot of good faith that we're trying to do, the port's trying to do, and try to accommodate this bio collection. So I just wanted to express my disappointment with what happened with Astoria telling us what to do with our lands and putting us on the back burner for a year.
Warrington?
Warrington. Excuse me, what did I say?
You said Astoria.
I apologize. Thank you for correcting me. Yes.
That's it. Okay, any further discussion or comment from anybody? You still awake, Frank?
No questions.
Okay. All right, so.
Does anybody know where Commissioner Hill is? Is you need to do a wellness check, or I do expect him to be missing again today?
Have you heard from him? No.
Well, we call him after the meeting. If you have a quorum, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so we're at the point now, so if we're gonna approve the fiscal budget for 2025, 2026.
And I would like to move that we move the budget as approved to the full commission.
Okay, is there any second to that? A second for Mr. Kraske. Okay. Any discussion? No discussion? We're all in favor?
Aye.
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 Unanimous? Okay, the next one then for the tax rate for the fiscal year 25-26?
I move that the required tax rate be accepted by this committee and moved on to the full commission.
Do I hear a second?
Can I just add to the motion that the rate is 0.1256 per $1,000 in zip code?
0.1256 per. Okay.
Can you repeat that again? A little louder, we can't hardly hear you.
0.1256 per $1,000 is the rate.
Okay.
So we have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Campbell. All right, no further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Unanimous again. All right, is there any other constructive work we need to do for administratively or anything else, or before we adjourn?
Just before we adjourn, I'd like to thank members of the committee, particularly our citizen members. I know in talking with other agencies, trying to find folks that are willing to volunteer their time and have the requisite expertise to be able to offer knowledgeable opinions and oversight is difficult. So they recognize the sacrifice to come here and on your own time and help us out at the court. So I really appreciate it.
We used to get pizza.
This is just paying everybody back for my higher education, Will. So all of you folks paid for me to go to school to get my license. So
I'm on my share.
You're getting it. Don't worry. All right. Well, without further ado, then what's the clock say? 13:10.
Dang.
Adjourned.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.